Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi there, this is Martina Navratilova.
Hi, I'm Mats Wilander.
Hi, I'm Andy Murray, and you're listening to The Tennis Podcast.
Hello and welcome to The Tennis Podcast, brought to you as always in association with The Telegraph and with Eurosport. This is a very special extra tennis podcast, or a tennis podcast extra, if you will. It's the second of these that we've actually done in a week. There's still the regular tennis podcast. It's there. We recorded it just a couple of days ago. So do check that out if you haven't already listened to it. We talk all about the comeback of Maria Sharapova. But this tennis podcast extra, well, it doesn't feature David Law. But who needs David Law when you've got the world number one tennis player? Because I had the chance yesterday at the Queen's Club to catch up with Mr. Andy Murray. He was there talking about his return to the Aegon Championships, which he'll be making in 6 weeks' time as the five-time defending champion. So we talked all about Queens, and we talked about plenty of other things as well, including his form at the moment on the clay, how it is being at number one, whether it's more difficult getting to number one or staying there, and the fact that he is turning 30 in just a few weeks' time. So here is that interview with Andy Murray. Hope you enjoy it. He will be back at Queens in 6 weeks' time. I think he plays his first round match on Tuesday, the 20th of June, and there may or may not be a few tickets left for that if you want to make sure you get to see Andy Murray at Queens, which I can vouch for being a pretty special experience. So this is the Tennis Podcast Extra, brought to you in association with The Telegraph and with Eurosport, and we'll be back with a regular tennis podcast next Monday.
Well, Andy, does a day like this with, well, the sun was shining until about 10 minutes ago with the vibrant green grass behind you, does it whet your appetite to come back here in 6 weeks and defend this title for the fifth time?
Yeah, I mean, I always love this sort of period of the year, the grass court season. It's nice for, I mean, lots of reasons, but, you know, that I know I'm going to be at home for 5-6 weeks in a row is great. And also, you know, I played at Queen's, I don't know, this will be like 10, 11 years now. Where I won my first ever match on the tour was right here, which they've turned into a car park this year, unfortunately, but obviously made big improvements, I think, to the facility again this year, and it's going to be bigger and better than it has been before, so I'm looking forward to coming back.
I remember last year you made a comment along the lines of the fact that when people come here for the first time, fresh from the clay, the players, the coaches, and they see the grass, everyone has smiles on their faces. Can you describe that and perhaps explain why that is?
Everyone just seems to be pumped about this period of the year. I mean, it's so short, the grass court season, but it's also completely different. You know, we have clay court events in February. We have it all through kind of April, May time, and also after Wimbledon, and then hard courts events. You know, they're going on the whole year, whereas the grass is such a short period of time, and it's so different. You know, obviously Queens and Wimbledon, the two biggest tournaments, and the grass court season, they're held at clubs, you know, which is nice. It's, you know, very different to playing at sort of purpose-built kind of tennis stadiums, and it just has a different feel, and the players all, you know, they live in houses and apartments here, and it's a very different feel to the rest of the year.
And of course, one of the special things about it for you is you're at home, you get all the support. It'll be 30% more support this year, 2,000 extra people cheering, mostly for you. That's going to be special.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, it's obviously great for the tournament to keep, you know, improving and expanding. Like I said, I've been playing here for a long time, and it does, you know, most years it does get better. One of the difficulties of being at a club is, you know, to make changes is not as easy when you have lots of space. There's not loads of space here, but you know, to the fact that they've improved the capacity by 30%, they've got a new court one in, you know, which is obviously going to be great. Very positive for the tournament, so I'm sure they'll do a great job getting it already.
And it's easier for your family to be here supporting you. The final isn't on Father's Day this year, but nonetheless, I'm sure it'll be nice for you to have them here.
Yeah, it'll be nice. You know, my daughter still obviously doesn't, she still doesn't know what's going on when she's at the tennis. But yeah, it'll be, you know, it's great for them to, you know, to be around. Or, well, I mean, they're always around here, but for me to be here and, you know, to get to go back and see them in the evenings and, you know, in the mornings before I leave as well. It's a great time of year for me personally, just to be at home for such a long period and spend time with the family, but also play a couple of, you know, great tennis events with, you know, it's always packed, you know, pretty much from the beginning of the week right through to the end at Queen's. So yeah, always look forward to it for those reasons.
And of course, both times you've won the trophy at Wimbledon, you've won the title here 3 weeks before. How strong is that positive association in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, this is, for me, has been the perfect preparation for Wimbledon. The great courts, obviously the conditions, weather conditions are exactly the same as Wimbledon, and they have a great player field here pretty much every year. I think this year is going to be one of the strongest that they've ever had. It seems like they've got loads of top players playing. So if you can come through a tournament like this, it shows that you're in, you know, good form. You tend to have won against some of the better grass court players as well. So it has been it's had a positive impact on a lot of my performances at Wimbledon. And I hope this year is the same.
And you have some company here, as you do in the top 50, top 60 now, with Dan Evans and Kyle Edmund. How much have you enjoyed watching their progress over the last year or so?
Yeah, I mean, both of them have done great. I mean, Dan's, you know, personally for me, is more unexpected than Kyle. Kyle's obviously a younger guy, and Dan was in the middle part of his career and, you know, a couple of years ago was ranked 700 in the world, so it's pretty amazing what he's done. But, you know, he's always had the ability, you know, and it's great that, you know, he's now showing that at the highest level and on a consistent basis. Kyle, I actually played here last year for the first time, and he's improving all the time as well. And, you know, I spoke to Rafa about him after he played him in Monte Carlo, and he was like, yeah, you know, should easily be top 20, you know, if he keeps working hard. So, you know, that's positive when you hear that from, you know, someone like him. And also Alias Bedene, he's been playing very well too, you know, and is right back up there again. So a lot of positive things going on the men's side, and obviously Joe on the women's side is doing extremely well. So it'll be good to have them all back here.
Yeah, since winning Miami, people are really talking about Joe as a potential Grand Slam champion. Do you think that's realistic?
Well, I don't see why not. I think right now that the women's game is very open, obviously, with you know, with Serena being out, you know, for the, well, the foreseeable future. Obviously, now she's going to become a mother, you know, which makes it also very exciting, I think, for a lot of the top women just now, that, you know, no one sure who's going to step up in her absence. And I think Jo obviously has a chance. I think, you know, on the clay maybe isn't her favourite surface, but she, on the hard courts and the grass, there's no reason why she can't be right up there competing for the biggest tournaments, and yeah, and therefore the top spots in the rankings. So it's yeah, big few months coming up for her.
Just moving away from the grass for a minute, I remember in Monte Carlo last year you talked about the victory, the hard-fought victory over Benoit Paire, as a real turning point for you, and things felt like they clicked on the clay. Do you feel like you've had that moment this year on the clay?
The match against Ramos last week was important. I was in a better place coming into the clay court season this year than I was last year. That's how I felt anyway. you know, but physically I needed to get some matches under my belt, and you know, to get three matches in Barcelona last week, that was big for me. To get through the 3-hour match and my elbow feel good against Ramos was positive, and then to come out the next day and, you know, I played a decent match against team, had some chances in that one. And that was about two and a half hours, and you know, I got on the bike afterwards. I did a tough bike session after I lost that one, and you know, my body's feeling good, so I'm positive about the next few weeks. But you know, I need to obviously start winning matches, and I'll try and do that.
It's such a cliche in tennis and in sport generally about how it's more difficult to stay at the top than it is to get to the top. What's your take on that? How does being at the top compare to the challenge of getting there?
Well, it's interesting because the end of last year was like the toughest like 3-4 months of my career to try and get to the number one spot. It took me 12 years to get there. So that's a pretty long journey. Like, that's really hard, in my opinion. That's a lot of work that's gone into that. And then this year, as I've been reminded a lot, is that I haven't done that well this year. I've not played well. But I'm still number one in the world, and I have been for the last 25, 26 weeks. But I've not been playing as well. So I've stayed there based off all the hard work that went into last year. So in my opinion, it's been harder to get there. If you want to stay there for an extended period and stay there for 2, 3, 4 years, then obviously that's going to be incredibly challenging. But right now, the end of last year, you know, was tough for me. It took a lot out of me, and you know, I would say getting there was harder for me personally.
We're still there at number one. The leader in the race this year is a certain Roger Federer. You haven't had the chance to play this new, improved Roger Federer. How much would you like that chance?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm hoping and, you know, expecting at some stage this year that I'll, you know, get to play against him and also Rafa. You know, both of them have played great this year. You know, Roger's start to the year, I mean, I think even he said, you know, was unexpected after the layoff that he had. You know, Rafa as well had a long break too, and they both come back playing extremely well. So yeah, I mean, hopefully I get the chance to play them. Obviously, on the grass would be nice. Both of them have played great over the years on the grass, especially Roger. So you know, it'll be an interesting period of the year this coming up. And yeah, need to be ready to compete with those guys for sure.
And just finally, for you personally, big birthday coming up. Yeah. Any plans?
I don't have any. Well, it's in Rome. As far as I know, some of my family are coming out. I don't know who's all coming. I don't know if my wife and my daughter are coming. My wife told me last night that they weren't coming. I don't know. My brother's wife, my sister-in-law is coming over. I know my mum's coming. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they have anything planned for me or if there's some sort of surprise. But I might be playing on that day. So, I'm hoping I am. I've had some bad experiences on my birthday in the past. I injured my back once in Rome. I injured my wrist once in Hamburg. So hopefully I'm not cursed this year.
I can confirm life begins at 30, Andy. Thank you.
Great. Thanks.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.